Greetings. Welcome to Average Joe's Fantasy. I'm your host, Steve Nordyke, and we are recording live from the Average Joe's Fantasy Dungeon. The Fantasy Clubhouse. I bet it's better than the dungeon. Yeah, we'll say the Fantasy Clubhouse. Or just the Fantasy House. But it's not really a fantasy house, it's a real house. Anyways, thanks for tuning in. We have, man, what a crazy season this has been. We'll get to that in a little bit here with my man Kareem Hunt, which is punched me right in the face. So that's awesome. Maybe he thought I was a woman. Wanted to give me a swift kick in the old gonads before I entered the playoffs. Either way, he succeeded because they hurt. Last week we were 7-4, and I actually have two teams heading to the playoffs this week. They started early playoffs, whatever. So two teams are going in. One of them was 7th. It's a 12-man league. I was 7th last week. I had the same record as 5-6. And I was one game behind the guy in 4. And I was playing 4 head-to-head. So I needed some help. 5 and 6 both won. Which generally would leave me out in the cold. Because, you know, 4 had a better record than me. And even if I won, they had more points than me. He had actually 42 more points than me, but I won by like 60. So he went from 4th to 7th out of the playoffs, and I went from 7th to 5th, where I'll probably lose in the first round. But I mean, that's what I've been talking about, getting every point you can. Every point is important. That's why I'm sitting guys on Thursday or Friday after the game, dropping the Thursday night guys, picking up players, trying to get these extra points, you know, because you're going to see I have a log jam in some of my leagues where, like, 4th place, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, they're all the same record.
These points are really going to, these tiebreakers, it's going to suck if you finish 7th with the same record as, you know, the 3 spots in front of you because you didn't play a position that you could have, or you weren't manipulating your roster well enough. I have two teams in the playoffs this week. My Average Joe's League lost again. And the Puma actually lost too. He lost by like a third of a point, which made me feel a little better because I lost by like 50. So I'm not quite sure how that relates. But we both lost. And I'm out of the playoffs. I have no chance of coming back. So thanks a lot, listeners. Thanks for crushing me in my own podcast league. So that's great. Can't wait till next season, where I'm sure I'll probably finish 9th. Let's see. Out of all my teams that I have left, I have one team that was in 4th last week. They lost. Now they're in 5th. Top 4 make the playoffs. So they're going to need a win and get some help to come in. But right now, if every season ended right now, I would be in the playoffs in every league except for one. That's pretty ridiculous. That is pretty remarkable. You know, that's pretty phenomenal. I'm pretty happy with myself. I said pretty like 6 times there. I'm quite happy with my performance this year. And really, roster manipulation, working the defenses, working the wire, making some key trades, and you know, not being afraid to go big when it comes to trades. Let's see. I don't think we're going to have a long episode today. But I do want to mention our sponsor. It's Uncle Ron's Hair Removal Balm. Do you have a Christmas tree sprouting out of your V-neck? Do you have a wheat field covering your back? Well, Uncle Ron's may be the answer. Spread a little Uncle Ron's on, and you'll be ready for that night in the town. Uncle Ron's is gentle on the nipples, but hard on the Sasquatch looking chests. Once again, Uncle Ron's. You can pick it up at your local nowhere, because I made it up. Oh, that's pretty funny. I'd also like to say thank you to some of my listeners. We've gone through baseball together. We're getting near the end of football. And, you know, I have 4 listeners from the Netherlands. I don't know if they saw my name, Nordyke, because I'm Dutch. Maybe they think this is somehow going to turn into a Dutch nationalist podcast or something. I don't know. Maybe they think I'm political. I don't know. I don't speak any Dutch.
The only thing Dutch about me is my spending habits. I'm quite cheap. But other than that, thank you. If I knew how to say thank you in Dutch, I would, but I don't. And I have one listener in the UK who I can communicate with. So thank you, my one UK listener. I love to see, but seriously, it's pretty ridiculous that there's four listeners in the Netherlands that have listened to me. And one person in the UK. What the hell are you doing over the Netherlands? That's great. I love it. Keep listening. You know, we'll make up some more sponsors. Maybe we'll make a Netherlands sponsor coming up. I don't know, something for pea soup. Cornelius's pea soup. Maybe we'll work on that for the next episode. But again, thank you. Please email me in Dutch, in British, or in English. AVGJoesFantasy@yahoo.com. AVGJoesFantasy@yahoo.com. Let's get a little international banter going. Let's get into our good, bad, and ugly. Good. Todd Gurley. Jared Cook. The Seattle defense was awesome. And Christian McCaffrey. Been crushing. Travis Kelce was a monster. He's one of the reasons I won by 60 and propelled myself in the playoffs in that league. Antonio Brown had a great week. Golden Tate finally did something good. Philip Lindsay, who I don't have in any team, doing great. And Tarik Cohen, who I do have on several teams, doing great. The bad, a long list of bad. We had some really bad performances from some teams. Even you know, my teams that I was 7-4 last week, a lot of my teams that won were underperformed. Just that they happened to have better underperformers than the other team did. So we had Juju coming off his huge game, terrible. Aaron Rodgers, not good. Brandon Cooks, not good. Matt Ryan, horrible. Drew Brees, horrible. Stephon Diggs and Thielen, not great. Julio had a abysmal game. Michael Thomas, bad. Austin Ekeler, Mr. Hot Pickup, Mr. Gonna step into the shoes of Gordon there. Terrible. Mike Evans, big surprise, terrible. Jared Goff, down week, and David Johnson's been pretty terrible all year. In the ugly, Kirk Cousins. I put him in the ugly over the other quarterback because I have Cousins on a few teams. And he single-handedly broke my heart. Tyreek Hill, not great. Matt Breida and James Conner, both on the ugly list because both of them guys are out this week. So that's going to be a challenge because in my B-dubs league, I have Conner. That's going to be great. Mark Ingram, Marlon Mack, A.J. Green, done for the rest of the year. Andrew Luck, Tevin Coleman, Carlos Hyde, Mr. Hot Pickup, had like, what, 2 points? Terrible. And of course, the ugly of uglies, Kareem freaking Hunt. Kareem, I can't control myself, Hunt. Kareem, I'm playing in the NFL, yet I'm going to get in a pissing contest with some woman in a hotel. I don't get it. I really don't get it. But you know what else I don't get? Probably the playoffs. Because now instead of having Saquon Barkley and Kareem Hunt, now I have Saquon Barkley and Josh Adams. I don't have any other running back. As a matter of fact, in that league, I lost last week by 2 points. Because instead of having Kareem Hunt, I had Josh Adams. And Josh Adams got, what, 9 points? 9.5 points, and I needed 11. So thank you to Darren Sproles for getting that. And Darren Sproles, for years now, has just tormented me. And every Philly running back that I get, he just loves to steal touchdowns. And it infuriates me that he gets so much run. But alas, yeah. Barkley and Hunt turned into Barkley and Josh Adams. I really hope Josh Adams does well. I need him too. So, you know, I've already mentioned Mr. Le'Veon Bell, which is the craziest thing I've ever seen. This has been an absolutely crazy season. You know, Le'Veon Bell sits out, James Conner comes in, and now we have Kareem Hunt, the NFL rushing champion from a year ago, who is as dynamic as it gets, and he's gone. Done. That's it. I'm really hoping my Jets pick him up next year. But anyways, wow. Just out of nowhere. There's a video, and now he's gone. I don't know what the NFL's doing. I don't know why nobody investigated. I don't know why this is happening now. Fortunately, I only had him on one team. I pretty much avoided him in the drafts because I wasn't sure how Mahomes was going to come out, you know. I think I said in the beginning, before the season started, that I was concerned about Mahomes being a rookie quarterback, more or less. And you never know how he's going to do. He could do great. He could do terrible. I felt Kelce was going to have a great year, but I wasn't quite sure how he'd be able to, run that offense. Turns out he ran it really well. And Hunt was marvelous. So really the only team I got him on is the team I traded Julio Jones for him, straight up. Made that big, bold trade because I needed a running back. And for a while it was great. McCaffrey and Hunt, and I traded McCaffrey for Barkley, and now Barkley and Hunt, and now it's crappy again with Josh Adams. But yeah, there's a lot of teams out there. I mean, a lot of you listeners I can sympathize with. You know, you're sitting there at, I don't know what, 8th pick, and you grab Kareem Hunt. You come back in the 12th pick, and you get Melvin Gordon. Or maybe you take Kareem Hunt 4th, or not 4th, why would you take him 4th? Maybe you take David Johnson 4th. And you come back and get Jarrett McKinnon, team's finished. Or you do great, and in fourth you get Kareem Hunt 5th. And you come back and Christian McCaffrey, ooh. Now all of a sudden, you know, you're first, second, or third, and you're kind of at a loss now. That was my moment of silence for all of you who have Kareem Hunt and who are going to be struggling to fill that spot up this week. Because really, Spencer Ware is not the answer. He wasn't the answer last year. He's not the answer this year. The dude's not good. Everybody's like, oh, yeah, he's going to come in there. He's going to be great. You know, when you get Austin Ekeler coming in from Melvin Gordon, you think he's going to do good because Ekeler has, you know, a ridiculous yards per touch, like 7 yards or something every time he touches the ball. Yeah, Spencer Ware is not that guy. Spencer Ware is like a 2.5. Man, Spencer Ware, he's just not good. Of course, I picked him up. I had him on one team because I didn't find out about the suspension until like 7 hours later. Which was really great. You know, there's nothing better than getting home after a long day at work, checking some news and see that your stud running back is gone, and you just comb your waiver wire, and on every team he's already picked up except for one. So yeah. Anyways, so that's my little rant on that. Some hot pickups this week. Jalen Samuels. I think it's Jalen Samuels. I can't quite read it. The new Pittsburgh running back. John Connor's out. This dude probably have a nice game. I mean, if I can get him, I'll flex him. A lot of teams I have could use him in the flex spot. And even the one with Josh Adams probably use him starting. Jeff Wilson Jr. for San Francisco, the running back there. Breed has already been ruled out. Might as well grab him, flex him. Humphreys from Tampa Bay. It's a couple good weeks in a row. Godwin. From the hell got him from Tampa Bay too? Yeah. He's from Tampa Bay. He's good. And Justin Jackson from the Chargers. You know, Keller has now flopped twice when taking over from Melvin Gordon, but Justin Jackson had a really nice second half. He's worth a flyer. I mean, if you don't get one of these top pickups this week, because really, Samuels from Pittsburgh and Wilson from San Francisco. Especially Samuels. I mean, you're plugging in a guy who could get 15, 18 points. Justin Jackson, you're probably not going to get that. But if you don't get any of these top guys and you have a bench spot open, you could do a lot worse. Take him. Take a flyer on him. Maybe Breed is out for a while. He's been kind of nicked up all year. But he's worth a shot. I mean, he can help you on the stretch. The Chargers look... Chargers are legit. And they have a high-powered offense. So, it could be worth a shot in the playoffs. Some defenses to stream. Hopefully most of you have been streaming defenses. If you picked Philly and there's really no reason to hold on to any defense this year. Which again, every episode I go back to this. Please don't draft defenses early. Please don't draft defenses early. It breaks my heart when I see someone. Oh, that doesn't break my heart. It makes me feel good because it's not me. It's not me wasting a 5th round pick on a defense. I can't wait to the Bears next year. 6th round, Bears, great, go ahead. Defenses never work out. Almost never work out, I should say. Almost never work out. There's always the Patriots defense because they're going to play the Bills and they're going to play the Jets twice a year and they're going to play the Dolphins twice a year. So looking at 6 games right there that are going to be tilted in their favor. You know, so even no matter how badly they're doing, there's always places to stream. So we're looking at the Lions. We're looking at the Jets. looking at Buffalo, Jets and Buffalo play each other. I prefer Buffalo, I think, there. The Giants, they are now playing the Redskins. I shouldn't have said that. You normally like to say Washington. I'm not really PC. I'm kind of PC in my life. I just don't think that the Washington team name is appropriate. And I said it. And I'm not going to delete it out because I just don't have time. And I'm kind of lazy. I'm more lazy than I am PC. So here, laziness wins out. So, Washington. They have another quarterback break a leg, literally. And now you got Mark Sanchez, a former Jet who I know all too well. He's horrible. He is horrible. It doesn't make any sense to me why they're not going to sign Kaepernick. It makes no sense at all. Anyways, Giants D should have a field day. I mean, many, many points. Chargers D, Patriots D, Tennessee D, Denver D, and the Pittsburgh D. And again, most of my teams, I picked up Ds last week. After the Thursday night game, after the 1 o'clock games, I dropped players, picked up defenses to get myself ready. So I didn't waste, you know, a waiver pickup on a defense this week. I still will claim some, but all my number one spots are going to Samuels from Pittsburgh and then Wilson from San Francisco. Those are my 1-2. And then I'm following up with defenses because most of my teams are set. You know, if you plan ahead, you beat the rush to the wire. This is why we do it. This is why at 4 o'clock, I'm looking for guys on my bench who either got hurt or who sucked or who are not going to be a top waiver wire ad because they've already played and done horribly. And I'm dropping them for a defense or somebody who can do well. Like, I got Justin Jackson probably on 4 or 5 teams. He didn't play for me last week. He's not going to play this week for me, more than likely. But I'm still going to keep him. He's going to be one of the top 2 or 3 ads, just because running back, you know, top tier running backs are really hard to find, especially this late in the season. So I'm going to keep him and see what happens. I mean, if Gordon comes back and crushes, then forget it. He'll be gone after that game. You know, I can jettison him before the next round of games begin. It's not a handcuff for me. It's a lottery ticket. I've said that many times. You know, so Thursday night games, anybody who does terrible, drop them Friday, drop them on Saturday, pick up somebody. Same with the 1 o'clock games. You know, you can if they're on your bench and they play, you can drop them before Monday's finished. Just because they're on their bench and they've played doesn't mean you can't move them. You can still drop them. Pick up somebody fresh and you can start them. I've done that with defenses. I've done it with defensive players. You know, where I've gone into a Sunday with no defensive player, and I'll wait for the 1 o'clock guy to finish, drop him, pick up a defensive player. Just because I want to see which one of these guys at 1 o'clock could possibly be a lottery ticket. Maybe they both fizzle. Maybe I'm holding onto a quarterback so nobody else can take him, so I'll drop him on either Saturday or after the 1 o'clock games. I've done that before, too. I'm petty like that. But that's the kind of stuff that help you win. You know, if you can scoop up some of these players that are going to be essential. I mean, last week, I had the 3 top waiver wire defenses on the team. 2 of them I picked up during the weekend, and 1 of them I got off waivers. I mean, that's just hamstringing my opponents. I don't mind holding on to them until Saturday. Then you could drop 1 or 2 of them because they're not going to be available on Sunday. Any kind of manipulation like that can give you an edge is especially critical now in the playoffs. Like I said, I have 2 teams going to the playoffs. Both are pretty weak. The team that made it, the one that had the 60-point leapfrog, I've been projected to lose like the last 6 weeks, and I'm projected to lose again this week. So I've been outperforming. My team's all right, but I don't have any high hopes for it. I mean, if I can win 3rd, get some money, great. But really, there's some pretty good teams. But again, the Kareem Hunt thing will change a few things because the number 2 team had Kareem Hunt. So the power shifted a little bit, but it's not like I just got a free Kareem Hunt, you know what I mean? My team is still struggling. So that's what we got this week. Go out and grab some Uncle Ron's hair removal balm. Keep the nipples nice and tender. Doesn't apply there. It'll just remove that Savannah on your bag. Make it nice and luscious. Actually, no. Get rid of the nice and lusciousness and make it nice and smooth, like a desert.
too late. All right, that's what we got. AVG Joe's Fantasy at yahoo.com. AVG Joe's Fantasy yahoo.com. Send me some messages. Let me know how your teams are doing. If you guys had any kind of comebacks like mine, my seventh place to fifth place leapfrog last week where I was able to outperform that guy. Tell me some stories. Let's hear some of these stories, and I'll read them on the air. I think it'd be cool to share some war stories here about our experiences and how we've adapted to losing Kareem, how we've adapted to losing Le'Veon or Connor or Breida this week, or AJ Green. I mean, what are you guys doing to adapt? How are you going to navigate these last couple weeks into the playoffs? Let me know. Thank you. Average Joe's out.